In November 1924, newspaper publisher William Randolph Hearst took his much younger movie star mistress, Marion Davies, and a number of other well-known personalities out on his private yacht. The result was a Hollywood scandal that has now become the subject of a Hollywood movie made by a Hollywood insider, director Peter Bogdanovich. We'll hear from Bogdanovich in a couple of minutes. First, Bob Mondello has this review of his new film, The Cat's Meow.
The story is told in flashback from a funeral, so you know not everyone is going to survive this little cruise, but the celebs arriving on the dock are all chipper, from down-on-his-luck producer Thomas Ince, who's seeking backing for his next project, to Charlie Chaplin, who wants respite from a scandal involving a pregnant teenage co-star, but who finds he'll be sailing with a giddy gossip columnist.
Mr. Chaplin, it is an honor, and I mean a true honor, to meet you, sir. Luella Parsons. I write for Mr. Hearst's paper, The New York American. I've been there a whole year.
Luella Parsons of the East, meet Eleanor Glynn of the West. Eleanor is the finest and naughtiest writer in the entire world.
Oh, you don't have to tell me that. I wish I could be introduced as being of the West.
Whatever makes you happy, dear. Well, I'll leave you to alone then. I have a something or other to attend to.
Presiding over the festivities is the newspaper baron most of us know chiefly as the inspiration for Citizen Kane. William Randolph Hearst was famously prudish and paranoid, and as played by his lookalike, Edward Herman, he has hidden microphones all over the yacht, somewhat to the consternation of his mistress, played by Kirsten Dunst.
Are you going to come down from Mount Olympus or what?
Well, there's no need for sarcasm, Marion.
Well, you're the one up here, Radio Central, spying on everyone.
Those who have nothing to fear.
Save the Bible quotes.
It's not from the Bible.
Well, whoever, then. Fine. Go right ahead and keep on spying, because there's nothing to see.
There have been whispers, Marion.
Well, stop listening to whispers and listen to me. There's nothing going on between me and Charlie. Okay?
Director Peter Bogdanovich is a Hollywood historian, so he delights in the story's inside jokes. Eddie Izzard as Chaplin, for instance, staring at a shoe and wondering whether a starving man trying to eat it would be funny, a bit Chaplin would put in his comedy The Gold Rush that same year. The cast is pretty ideal, and as the characters worry about the pitfalls of fame, and Bogdanovich combines period details with a murder cover-up scandal that feels as if it could have happened yesterday, The Cat's Meow turns into the sort of Tinseltown portrait that jaded celebrity haters can appreciate, but that only an insider could make. I'm Bob Mondello.